plate a potential nugget.
Related question, Bruce. Money. I was curious about what your research showed in terms of how people related to money in the way they experience some of these transitions. Is there any, I know I'm asking a broad question here, but are you did you see any big patterns in the role that money played in the way people experienced transitions?
Let me begin by saying about this question that any conversation about money is a conversation about values. Okay. Mm-hmm. Money in and of itself has no intrinsic value. Money only has the value that we give it. Okay. So when we're talking about money, we're talking about all the things around money. It has to do with status and fear and shame and how we think of our own identity. It has to do with providing for our family and our sense of confidence and pride and how we provide for our families. But also we need to provide for our families and make sure they are comfortable and stable if, in fact, money is going to be vulnerable. It has to do with how we relate to our loved ones, our friends, our family, our spouses, our children, our parents. But ultimately, money is really a source of meaning. And so the couple things I would say quickly is it's obviously easier if you know you're going to go through a transition, if you could put some money aside to give you the freedom of doing what you want. Obviously, everybody does not have that luxury. And so then they're in a situation of perhaps having to rely on a spouse or rely on a parent or a child, which has a lot of emotion and maybe shame attached to that. But the other thing I would say is I would just want to emphasize, especially anybody who kind of is the primary breadwinner in a family, that enormous numbers of people actually make professional transitions in which they personally choose to make less money because they want to do something that gives them more meaning. So there are countless stories where people say, I want to stop earning money in a job I don't like and switch to a job that allows me to give back. And if you were that kind of person, or I want to take a half step back in my career, and make less money for a time because ultimately that new job is something I prefer to be doing. And over time, I can begin to make more money. Because the truth is there are many, many more paths to financial success today. We have side hustles. We have consulting. We have opportunities to do things on the internet and help people in faraway places. So the truth is in this current kind of nonlinear world, first of all, taking these kinds of steps is less shameful and painful than it might have been in the past. Second, the idea that you might want to get off the corporate ladder to have a child, to spend time with an aging relative, to have a sabbatical, and then it's much easier to get back on that corporate track than it ever would have seemed imaginable a generation ago. And there's also multiple ways in a kind of freelance gig economy, side hustle world to make money that along the way so that the job that gives you more meaning can ultimately catch up in what it pays.
I love what you said. And in a way, I'm coming up to the 5-year mark since I moved out of the corporate world to do what I do now. And what's interesting you said is if we take a long-term view, the money might be lower in the short run, but if you enjoy what you do and build capability over time, then even the financial piece, more often than not, could be taken care of if we are thoughtful about it. Would that be a fair way of understanding what you said?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I'm at the beginning of this work story project, as I call it now. And so the data isn't really in, but I'm having 2 or 3 conversations like this a day now. And I would say, you know, just back of the napkin, I would say half of the people who go through a work transition take less money in the short run. That is not a hyper rare thing anymore. That is an increasingly common thing.
I do think a lot of us are brought up with a paradigm of more is better when we're growing up, especially if we are grown up in a context of scarcity. Even when it comes to promotions and money, we are brought up with a narrative of higher compensation is better. But what we don't realize often is that we pay a non-monetary price for gathering more money. Professor Ashley Willens of Harvard Business School, says it quite eloquently, where she says that we are taught to give importance to time value of money, but we're not taught to give importance to money value of time. She links it to having a maximizing mindset than a satisficing mindset to a lot of situations.
We do want to think about getting to time affluence by prioritizing only what's important and letting go of spending too much time on unimportant tasks in our everyday life, like in some of our data, deciding where you want to eat or what you want to eat for lunch. So I have some great data with one of my colleagues showing that the French spend more time during their lunch hour savoring their meals. They go to a sandwich shop, they pick an option very quickly, they satisfy, maybe it's not the best option on the menu, but it doesn't really matter. They're trying to have a meal or trying to engage in meaningful social interaction. They pick the fastest thing on a menu. In France, they also have more options, so that helps. And they spend more of that lunch hour savoring their meal and spending time with their colleagues as opposed to trying to pick the very best sandwich. In the U.S., we see the opposite. So U.S. employees spend more time choosing what they're going to eat. They spend more time deliberating about, well, should I order takeout from this restaurant or this one? Should I have this salad or this one? Should I pick this dressing or this other dressing? And so they spend less of their lunch break savoring and more time choosing. And this is a perfect example of a decision that we should be trying to satisfy.
She actually goes on to talk about two types of people, Taylors and Morgans. Morgans are the ones that care about money and are a bit outside in when they think about transitions. And Taylors are the ones that value time and are more inside out about their choices. She goes on to say that her research shows that Taylors end up making more money than Morgans, which is fascinating if you think about it. If you want to know more, do visit playtopotential.com and you can find Ashley Willens in the speakers section. It's ASHLEYWHILLANS.